You want to be a leader. You want to create leaders. The person who creates the most leaders win. That's the best way to think about it. And so it's like, wow, I'm creating more and more leaders in my business. And then in fact, they want to take more responsibility away from me. They want to do more, you know, and again, of course, they're being paid to, they're being rewarded to, so that there's not some game. You know, the game is how does everyone win more?
Welcome to the Leaders of Tomorrow podcast. My name is Chris Thompson, your host of the show and the head coach of the Student Works Management Program. This is a show dedicated to young and ambitious entrepreneurs and ultimately the leaders of tomorrow. Each week, we will bring you an inspiring interview or message to help you create the future you know you deserve. Let's get started.
Hey, leaders. Super excited about bringing on this passionate, committed leader, Frederick Tucat. He is finished last year number three as our third top rookie in the business last year. As of the beginning of the podcast, I recognized that Fred was number one in the company, $158,000. Sometime during the podcast, two other Quebecers had passed him in this incredible race to be the number one operator this year. Fred has grown tremendously. Last year, he was $8,000. Now he's at $158,000, same week, same year. So just incredible transformation. You'll hear about that story. And one of the things actually that we were talking about at the end of the podcast, just off mic, was just the incredible value of just passion. And you'll hear that in listening to Fred speak in his second language, but he's just so passionate. And our business is just so passionate about what we do and what we're creating. We're creating all these young leaders. These young leaders are creating all these young leaders. These young leaders are doing incredible work for homeowners in Canada, across Eastern Canada, across the entire country of Canada with Student Works West, and really, really just driving incredible value. But so much of that value is that passion. So if you know of any passionate young leaders, excited, interested in coming and learning about leadership and how to step up in their big futures, please send them my way, cthompson@studentworks.com. Send them directly to studentworks.com to apply, or you could share this podcast. We start our recruiting late summer, and there's just a small window to come get involved in our business every year. Have a super fantastic day. I know you're going to love this podcast. Fred, welcome to the Leaders of Tomorrow podcast. So awesome to have you on.
Hey, welcome. Thank you to have me on the podcast today.
Well, no, super excited. And one thing I wanted to note for all of our leaders listening is Fred's first language is Quebec. Fred is one of the many incredible operators we have from Quebec operating on our business right now. Fred is the top operator in the business, closely followed by actually two other Quebec operators, Will Matt and Justin Mantha, who are going to be coming on the podcast over the next few weeks as well. We've got also all sorts of other operators across Eastern Canada, but I just wanted to point out that, you know, at times Fred may stumble with finding words and all that sort of stuff, and that's totally good, just like I stumble and choose the wrong words and stutter a bit. So all good. We're going to have a great podcast here. So Fred, who were you before the program?
Well, before the program, I always had many words. I was just trying to find myself. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, like in life.
Yeah.
So I was going to go in engineer at school, and I changed to finance. Okay. And because I've changed in finance, I saw the opportunity of the Student Works program.
Right.
And I've joined it, and it just changed my life because I've made another like change of pattern, and I'm now going to go in the business.
In business. Awesome. Well,
in life,
awesome.
Yeah.
And so walk me through, why don't we sort of just walk through your experience of your first summer?
Yeah. So my first summer, it was quite an experience. Well, for the first few weeks until mid-March, end of March, I only had 8K in sales. I was doing many, many estimates, and I wasn't able to book them. At one point, my booking rate was at like 21%. it was pretty difficult to show my confidence, and my communication skills were pretty low. So I had like difficulty to communicate my point to the customer. But it was more challenging for me to, well, book the job. So at one point, Olivier Grenon, my coach, came with me for one day of estimate, and we've booked them all. So it just launched me my confidence, and I was able to show it to my clients. So in 1 week, I made time five my business. I made 46K in sales. So from this point, I just skyrocketed, and I was able to continue selling like this every week.
Fantastic. Yeah. I know we were looking before the call, and I've got the graphs up. So week 10, yeah, which is March, you know, I know 5th or 6th, you were at $8,300. Week 10 this year, we are at $159,000. So absolutely, yeah, unbelievable transformation. So yeah, what do you think was going on in those? Because you'd done 15 to 18 estimates. So you were, yeah, what do you think was going on? What wasn't Fred seeing, do you think?
Well, the thing that was going on, I think, was really the confidence. I wasn't able to show that we are the best company to, okay, do their project. And I wasn't able to communicate also the way I wanted to the customer. So they didn't have any confidence in me. The product, okay, I was using, and the company. So what changed is seeing Olivier Grenon with the confidence he brought
yeah,
to the table. I just took this and tried to copy it in my own way to the client. And this is the thing that changed in my sales process.
Yeah, fantastic. And then it basically was just a ladder, you know, largely straight up, yeah, for the rest of the season, and you know, selling. Yeah.
Exactly. And the confidence that the 46K sales bring me in 1 week just made me able to continue work as I was before and get a better result.
Absolutely. Time. Absolutely. So we struggled, and then sort of more, sort of a little bit more depth is that he had an, yeah, $8,300 week, and then he had a $14,000 week. And then he jumped up to another $10,000 week, and then another $10,000 week, another $8,000 week, and then this huge week. So just building more and more confidence as you got through the season. And so just overall last year, what did you learn that you didn't expect, Fred?
Well, I've learned many things. First, I'll start with the most important one, the communication, and most importantly, the confidence.
Yeah.
Well, I also learned all many things about leadership. So how to manage many teams, how, yeah, to deal with clients, how to, well, become a better person and a great entrepreneur. I'll say it like this, but many, many skills that leaders will use like from the start to the end.
Okay. And then, was it as hard as you thought it would be?
It was, I'll say it was more hard than I thought it would be, because if I compare this year to last year, this year, in my mind, I was already ready like to put in the work. So this, right, year seems easy. Like it's pretty easy to do like, 18 estimate a week. It's just a normal thing to do for me. But last year, I was doing many, many, many estimate. I wasn't booking them in, wasn't going well, which it was rough, hard on the moral to,
yes,
like put in the work and not see the result that should come with the work
I
put in.
Yeah.
So it was a big challenge, like mentally, to continue to put the work to like
when I wasn't achieve. Winning. When I wasn't,
yeah, exactly,
winning. Yes. Yeah. No, and that's and this is a great example, because right now in our business there are operators sitting with, you know, some low numbers. And it just, yeah, you know, one of the things I went and took the opportunity to do was I'm going to share this or have this shared with our teams, on the conference call this coming week, just to sort of say, hey, just last year, same time, this is where Fred was, and he ended up being the number three rookie, you know, and in fact, you ended up selling as high as $250,000. I guess in the end, we couldn't produce all that you could sell.
I wasn't able to produce all of this, and I took the decision. Well, I could have if I've extended my production to September and October.
Yeah,
but I took the decision just to let go this 50 some K because I wasn't in a mental state to continue to produce. I had a school that restarted.
Yeah,
and I just transferred these a good part of these grants this year. So I had a kickstart all set like this year.
Right,
and I focused. At the last month of last year, I could have produced like this 50 more K. But I focus on my quality to up to another level and come back this year with a great end last year.
Awesome. I think that's really smart. And I know one thing that we've done, Fred, as well, is we've really very, very much limit fall work because we are a student company and we just say, hey, let's go back to school. Let's go get a rest. You know, because it is a rest. School is a rest compared to what our operators do the other 8 months of the year.
Yeah.
And so let's go get a rest. Let's get head psyched for the next season and not get ourselves distracted around production. So what did you have to overcome to have the number three season in student works and have the challenges that you had? What did you have to overcome?
Well, I had to overcome say for the sellout aspect, we've talked a lot about it, but for the production aspect, I did not have a core. I did not have a peer like production manager, so I was all doing this by myself. So with the weather we had last year, it was pretty rough to schedule with the rain. There was no rain, and the day after it was rain, so the schedule was pretty tough to do. I had five things running every day,
right?
So to do the schedule by the paint for five teams lonely while selling with clients the weekend. It was a big job. And the fact that I did not always, I had to borrow the car of my parent, but I wasn't always able to have it.
Right.
So most of the time I had Samuel Deveke, another operator in the program that gave me lift everywhere. So we had one car to run two business. So it was pretty, I'll say hard because we had to have a great time management in both of our business. Yeah.
Well, Samuel, shout out Samuel. That's awesome. And by the way, one of the things we do in our business is we really, really screen for people who have full-time access to a car, who don't get into our program like you. And then you prove, and where there's a real way, there's a way where, you just find it. And again, obviously, your parents being as helpful as they could around their jobs and their needs, which makes sense. Yeah. And then obviously Samuel going and helping. So that's exciting. And now you do have a car though.
Yeah, I do have a car now. And the thing last year is my parents told me, you will have access to the car, but I was putting so much mileage on it that at the end they weren't sure anymore. So you were more limiting the access I had to the car.
Right. So now you've got your own car.
I got my own
car. And again, that's a legit concern that your parents would have. So absolutely. That's again, just something that really is incredible that you were able to overcome and just a real incredible success story. And also, what you've done is that, we had a real breakthrough year. And you're not settling for just a good year. You're after a really great year. So how have you, how have you shifted your business for this coming season, the second year, Fred?
Well, I told to myself that if I was able to do 200K without a core and a PM, if I had a good PM, I have a core.
Yeah,
a core. My bad.
Yeah,
I was able to do maybe twice as much. So for sure. Aimed for 500K because I wanted to break also the Quebec record. record. So that's why I aimed for 500K, because for 400K, it was like, well, in my mind, too easy to do twice as much as last year, because we're now two in the business. I have employees that are doing marketing. I now use Facebook, which I wasn't using last year. So there were many aspects that just made sense to me to aim for 500K. Yeah.
Hey, leaders. I hope you are enjoying this podcast. As we approach and surpass 300 episodes, well over 95% of the leaders that we have interviewed have been alumni of the StudentWorks Management Program. It has been an honor to participate in their development over the years. Starting now, and only for the fall months, we will be on campus at universities and colleges in Ontario, Quebec, and the East Coast, interviewing students who think they have what it takes to start their first business and get started down the path of entrepreneurship. If you are interested in being a leader in our program or know someone who does, please go to the show notes and hit StudentWorks and get sent to a landing page to apply. There is a bold StudentWorks that you can hit to go to a landing page to apply. Thanks so much. Back to the show.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, it really is exciting. And again, that's going to really stretch you to try to go and accomplish that really, really big goal, which is super fun. And by the way, as well, just to talk percentages. So last year, same time, Fred was selling at around 20-25%, really struggling, really difficult. Now he's at 87%. So he's done 69 estimates so far, booked 60 of them. So just awesome. So why don't you tell me about the structure you have and the team members that are playing such a key role? Because one of the things that we all know as leaders, it's right now, it could appear that this business is about Chris Thompson. Of course it's not. It could appear this business is about Fred Turcotte. No, it is not. It's about all the people in our businesses. So Frederick, who's really making it happen for you and your business with you?
Well, this year there's like two people.
So far,
are
right?
Really so far there's two people that are making it happen. This summer there will be many, many more people.
Yeah.
But right now there's my brother Tommy Turcotte, that he is my PM and my sales rep. So slowly he's going, well, I'm making him start in sales. So he's starting to do some estimate just to help me a bit to sell the 500K goal. We want to do a bit more. So if we have some cancellation, we'll steal it 500K.
Yeah.
And two people, they are my marketers. So Gabriel Ajoin and Vladimir. So every day they are doing door to door to bring us many leads. Tommy and I, well, I was doing more door to door at the start of the season. Right now I have like so many leads to call, and I'm just doing 8 points and booking estimate. So Tommy, Vladimir, and Gabriel are doing door to door every day, well, from Monday to Thursday, just to bring home leads so I can call them the during the weekend to book more estimate.
Fantastic.
So without them, I wouldn't be able to do
100%.
Right now it's like 22 estimate a week, so I wouldn't be able to do this without their help.
And just to share, so numbers. The team all together, 349 leads collected as of early March. So just incredible. And we've got lots of people to be able to keep calling and calling and calling as we go through the season. And pretty soon those people will start calling us back and saying, yes, the snow is finally melted. And because Montreal, there's a lot more snow than there is where you're listening. that's exciting.
The advantage we have this year is that last year at this time there was a lot of snow outside. Now there's no more snow no more snow.
Excellent.
So we will be able to put lawn signs pretty soon.
All right.
And when we'll put lawn signs, the web lead and the
Facebook sites,
obviously. It will start to come in a bit more. So it will help a lot too.
Fantastic. And so how are you handling this just around your school, you know, taking on this big, you know, how are you managing that, Fred?
Well, around school, I'm almost, I don't prioritize my business, neither my school. I hit my business goal every week.
Okay.
And I do the most I can do. And from like for the school, I just assure that I'm ready for my exam. Well, for the school, I'll say it like this. I put the minimal effort for the maximum result. So okay. I don't aim for 100%. I aim for like 90, 95.
Okay.
So this don't take me a lot of time because like in school, I'm pretty allies. I don't know if this, well, it's easier for me school. So
okay.
I don't need to put a lot of time in studies. So I can focus more on my business. So yeah, I have this chance.
Okay. And that's a great thing. Sometimes people can really do it, but again, yeah. I think it is interesting in life where sometimes people just spend a lot of time doing something kind of almost out of a nervous anxiety. I know a lot of our students will find that in our program. Nervously, I was just studying a lot when really I didn't need to study that much. Yeah. And I got even better results by studying less because I really focused. So that's something that we do find, don't we, Fred?
What you just said is the thing, the change I made in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Before this, I was studying a lot, like all my weekend was
studying,
like studies.
Yes.
And right now I just study like, well, the day before. And I'm better at school right now than I was before. Less studying. Right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Isn't that great? So. You know, let's talk a little bit more about the summer. Like, so what do you have planned? You know, what about your team? You know, other than the big three that we've already talked about, who else do you have prepared to come on? And how many people do you expect to be able to need to do $500,000 worth of business?
Well, I've talked with Will Brown, the top rookie of last year, and told me about 12 painters. So I want to have a bit more just in backup. And like, I want to be able to produce more than not enough. So I aim for 16 people.
Okay.
I have some painters from last year that are coming back this year. And I have like at school, with my communication that, did a step up. I'm talking to many more people at the school and gym. So I've recruited many people from these two places and they will be a part of my team this summer. So right now I have like 12 employees for the summer.
Already.
So I just missed four. Well, I may go a bit higher because I like to have some backup too.
Yeah.
And my marketer my marketer want to become an op in the future years. Mm. So we will be a painter and a crew chief this year too.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's one of those things as well where, you know, last year recruiting would have been harder just because you would have not have been as confident in what you're doing. Right. And so now
And I wasn't talking to anyone. I wasn't talking about the business I was doing, about the opportunity that I could provide to people.
Yeah.
So this year I am talking a lot more about this opportunity and how it changed my life to be a part of this program. Like people at school are asking me questions on how to do the program, how I made like the change I did to myself to become the person I am today.
Yeah, for sure. And then what's exciting is you're developing people right now who want to be future operators, who want to be future leaders. And what's exciting for our leaders is that that's the kit. You know, you want to be a leader, you want to create leaders. The person who creates the most leaders win. That's the best way to think about it. And so it's like, wow, I'm creating more and more leaders in my business. And then, in fact, they want to take more responsibility away from me. They want to do more. You know, and again, of course, they're being paid to, they're being rewarded to. So that there's not some game. You know, the game is how does everyone win more? It's having everyone come and they're excited. And again, in most businesses and most people, you know, aren't thinking that way, but it's because that's not how there's not an opportunity for them the way Fred's presenting it to people, which is just so awesome.
Yeah. And it's, well, again, my coach Olivier Grenon told me, like, build the vision when you talk to your employee.
Yes.
They will commit more to your business and you will have like greater people in your business because you'll be able to not like to filter them, to filter who is really there to like grow as a person and help your business to have one like later on.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where not only do they have a vision of joining a student business that can do $500,000 for the business, but a student business that wants to be the number one business in Quebec, which is going to be super, super tough because we've got a bunch of other incredible leaders there and wants to be the number one business in the entire company. And there's a whole bunch of people from St. John's and a whole bunch of people from, you know, Toronto and Kingston and others who have something to say, which is so fun because everyone is going to keep pushing ourselves to run the best possible business, which is super fantastic. And that will again enroll people to go and say, oh wow, look, we're number two or we're number one or we're number five, but look at somebody, we gotta hustle, you know, and that makes it just fun, you know, and as they're having fun, they're making more money. So it's great.
And the thing that you just mentioned, the leaderboard, a great competition because you see people pass you, so you want to pass them again. So you want to keep your place in the leaderboard. So it pushes you to put more effort than you could think that you were able to put in to just keep your place and become better than a better version of yourself.
Absolutely. No, it's totally true. So how do you think these skills are going to help with your future career, the skills you're developing?
The skills I'm developing right now, I think that there are skills that I'll be able to use all my life because, well, and I want to go in business. So because I want to go in business, like the leadership, the communication aspect, I will use them every day to expand my business and to enroll. Like the most important thing is to enroll people in my idea so they can help me create something because I want to create business in the future. I want to buy real estate. So all these skills will be I think the necessary things for my success in the future years.
Awesome. Awesome. And just fun. I just looked at the leaderboard. And so when we joined this, Fred was, the last time I looked before we joined this, Fred was the number one operator in our business. Now he's number three. So shout out William Matt and Justin Mantha, who just put more sales on. So that's exactly what we're talking about is that everybody's looking and okay, how can I perform better? How can I perform better? Okay. And then Fred's excited to have a big week to go jump back over them again. So it just, everyone's winning because they're all excited to drive their businesses.
Yeah. And also we are all in, like I'm in communication with William Matt and Justin Mata. So less Justin Mata, more William Matt, but to just stay in touch and like, William Matt gave me encouraged each other and he gave me many tips on Facebook marketing that really helped my business in the last few weeks. Last 2 weeks just to grow my Facebook page and get more leads from Facebook. It's pretty interesting also to help each other.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the biggest advantages of operating in a franchise-like or franchise business is all the franchisees, in our terms, it's an operator, but all the operators want to do the best and then they want to share because it doesn't help hurt at all. Like Jorn Reeve North, he's in Quebec City, Justin's in Chelsea Wakefield. So it's like it's just helping somebody and then they can help you. It's just this reciprocity, which really works. So what key habits would someone want to steal from you, Fred?
Well, a key habit that I'll say like the persistence. I don't know
if it's the right term,
but persistence. I put it in my business and the dedication and the hard work. Because even like last year, it was not great. I had not a great booking rate. I didn't have any sales. I was at the bottom of the leaderboard. At one point, I wanted to do 200K, and Olivier Granon told me, "We'll drop your goal to 40K." Because I'm not even sure you'll be able to do 40K in sales.
Yeah.
So at this point, I just exploded to go get like the result I went.
Yeah.
Well, I went to. So I'll say like the aspect that I'm able to put in the work and not stop. I'm not like
complacent. You're not complacent.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not complacent on the the result I had before. I always want to do better. So I'm always putting in more works than I did before to accomplish the things I want to do.
Yeah. No, and I think those are some great examples, that persistence, that commitment to overcome challenges, you know, really, really poor sales rates early, not having a car, working with another operator to sort of solve that, and your parents as best they could to solve that problem, to run a scale of business like that is fantastic. So, so anything before my final question, anything you'd like to share that we haven't hit?
Well, I have nothing in mind. Because I think that we hit all the points and the aspect that were like interesting about my experience. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I felt the same. I felt the same way. I remember the first time, I can't remember when I heard you didn't have a car. It just blew me away.
Yeah, but it was this year at the, well, not payroll event, but at the socializing event at the January training,
is that what I heard?
Yeah, at the like Boston, I don't
Boston
remember.
Pizza or whatever.
Yeah, Boston
okay,
Pizza.
Good. I was talking to you. I was
with Pat Lalonde and just going. So it was at this moment. I didn't like talk to anyone because like you asked us if we had a car when we joined the program. So technically I had one, but my parents like took back their decision a bit when they see the mileage I put on the car, which is like comprehensible.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So final question. When you think of the leader of tomorrow, Frederick, what comes to mind?
Well, what comes in my mind is how can they plan in advance when they want, what they want to do? Like, well, something that we've not hit, that just hit my mind is the fact that before I wasn't using a calendar. I didn't have any agenda.
Yeah.
And Olivier Grenon, like, repeated this aspect so much in our Max meeting last year. Yeah. So right now I'm always using an agenda. Well, my Google calendar is my best tool. I'm always doing my agenda and this makes my time so more efficient. I can do so much more thing in a day than if I wasn't using any agenda. So it's like a great point that we didn't hit. So a leader of tomorrow, to return to your question, I mean that you have to plan in advance and to always be one move ahead of like everyone. So you always have to think what's the worst thing that can happen and what are the next three best moves. Well, you understand my point. Three best moves I can do for my business and for myself to continue to grow as a people and a business. And also I'll say, to work as hard always as you can, never become complacent about your result, and I always want to do more to achieve like a bigger goal and final.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I can see you're living that. You know, you just with your commitment, your like, look at all the things that you've accomplished. Look at you know just how different you are. And look at how you just done an incredible English podcast in your second language. So well done.
It wasn't perfect, but it was better than I thought.
I think it was much better. Well done, sir.
Hey, leaders. I hope you enjoyed this episode. By now, you are aware that we work with ambitious students every single year to not only help them run their first successful business, but to further their development as a leader and give them an unfair advantage in the future over their counterparts. It's why starting now and only for the next few weeks, we'll be on campuses across Ontario, Quebec, and the East Coast interviewing students who think they have what it takes to start their first business and get started down their path of entrepreneurship. If you think you have what it takes or know someone who might be interested, visit leaderspodcast.ca/apply and start your application process today. Once again, it's leaderspodcast.ca/apply, and I can't wait to see you on the other side.